Cases involving guns are on the agenda of the U.S. Supreme Court this week as the nation mourns the loss of human life in two more mass shootings. Today, justices hear arguments in a case about a domestic dispute in Rhode Island where police seized a man's guns in his home without a warrant. And on Friday, justices will decide on whether to take up a case involving gun permits in New York State that require the applicant to prove the need to carry a weapon. Joining us now is Supreme Court watcher Emily Bazelon. She's a staff writer at the New York Times Magazine and senior research scholar at Yale Law School. Hi, Emily.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Today's cases involves a fight between a married couple. He threw an unloaded gun on a table during an argument and said, "Why don't you just shoot me and get me out of my misery?" She left the house in fear, and police who responded took his guns away without a warrant. What's at stake in this case?
What's at stake in this case is whether the Supreme Court will extend situations inside somebody's home where the police can do a search and seize, in this case, guns without a warrant. So the question here is whether the police should have had a warrant before they took these guns out of the home.
But there's something called the community caretaking exception, which is central to this case. Can you explain that and what both sides are saying about it?
Yeah, sure. So in theory, you don't get to do a search and seizure if you're the police unless you have a warrant. In practice, there are a lot of exceptions to that rule. And so the question in this case is, what does this exception called community caretaking amount to? In a lot of the previous cases, this has been more about cars, whether the cops can search a car that, you know, has been towed and impounded, for example. Extending a community caretaking exception inside the home makes civil libertarians really nervous. You could imagine the police kind of storming in. You're giving them a lot more leeway and power inside someone's house. On the other hand, this was a, you know, kind of potential domestic violence or even, suicidal situation in which you might want the police to be able to take away someone's guns. And so the question is whether this idea of community caretaking extends to this kind of scenario.
Right. You mentioned the concerned by civil liberties groups. Well, many of them are siding with gun rights organizations on this case. Which way do you think the court will go? I mean, what do you know about where the newest justice, Amy Coney Barrett, actually stands on gun rights?
You know, Amy Coney Barrett's record on search and seizure under the Fourth Amendment, I think, is really to be determined. And so that will be one big question we'll find out more about when the court rules. You know, based on the arguments today, I think a lot of the justices were nervous about giving the police a lot of broad power to come inside people's houses in a non-emergency situation. This wasn't an emergency where the cops could say, "We had to take these guns right the second," because the husband in the case was already in custody. And so, you know, why not require the police to get a warrant if they have time to do so? I think that the justices will probably, you know, start from that premise, especially because we're talking about going inside someone's home.
On Friday, justices will decide whether to take up a Second Amendment right to bear arms case involving a New York State law. It says anyone applying for a permit to carry a concealed handgun in public in New York State has to prove an actual and articulable need to do so. Who is challenging this law?
So a bunch of people who applied for permits to carry concealed weapons outside their houses are challenging this law, and they're saying that New York makes it way too hard to get a permit to carry a gun outside your house. And it's true that the state requires you to basically show a special need for self-protection that's different from just being an ordinary person. And so is that okay? Can states make it tough to get a permit to carry a gun? Or does the Second Amendment mean that if you have a kind of ordinary desire or need to carry a gun outside your house, that the state should really respect your right to do so? And that is a huge question for gun regulation going forward, and one the Supreme Court until now has really left open.
Yeah, a huge question. I mean, how big of a deal would it be if justices decide to take up this case?
It will be a very big deal. So, you know, for the last several years, there's been a fight going on in the Supreme Court. Some of the most conservative justices have been very eager to expand Second Amendment rights and take a case just like this. And until Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed, it didn't seem like there was a majority of justices who were ready for that case. But now she's on the court, and this one is being teed up by a very prominent conservative lawyer, Paul Clement. And so you can see here an effort to get the court to start really limiting what states can do in terms of restricting permitted gun ownership. And I should add that, you know, New York's low rate of gun ownership, lots of research has tied that to a relatively low rate of shootings and homicides in New York. And so there's really a lot at stake here.
Emily Bazelon is a staff writer at the New York Times Magazine and senior research scholar at Yale Law School. Thank you so much, as always.
Thanks so much.